In the wake of our election, worshippers at a mosque in Utah have opened their doors to the non-Muslim community. They're holding Friday night information sessions called Meet the Muslims. Members of the Utah Islamic Center say right after Donald Trump's victory, many of them wondered what their neighbors really thought about them. Andrea Smartin has our story from a suburb of Salt Lake City.
In the entryway, shoes fill the shelves and spill out onto the floor. There are not enough seats for all the people in this little mosque tucked inside a strip mall. In the front, a few rows of men are doing their regular Friday evening prayers. The rest of the room is packed mostly with non-Muslims.
Looks like we have a shortage of chairs.
After prayers, the imam tells the crowd that he's been overwhelmed by calls and cards of support since the election. He presents the basic tenets of Islam and then answers questions. Afterwards, there's snacks and a chance to mingle. There's a mix of people here, some who've never been to a mosque, academics and students, families with children, liberals, as well as conservatives like Ben McClintock. He says he voted third party.
As a conservative, I want to let them know that there are conservatives that don't believe all of the propaganda about Muslims.
And as a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, McClintock feels some solidarity with Muslims. In the 1800s, thousands of Mormons fled Missouri after the governor ordered them, quote, exterminated. So when Donald Trump talks about banning Muslims from the U.S., that strikes a nerve.
I think with our past persecutions and things like that, we're a little more open to the idea of making sure that government isn't given the power to persecute a people.
The Muslims I talk to here feel that Utah is a welcoming place to live, and that Mormons who have traveled the world on religious missions are open to different cultures. Imran Raja was born in Africa and grew up in California before settling down here.
Mormonism and Islam share similar beliefs and practices. Like, we don't drink alcohol, we don't like to gamble, and then we're also very focused on our families. It's been a more desirable place to be as a Muslim compared to other places.
While many Utahns were openly critical of Trump's nomination, a lot still voted for him.
It was an eye-opening.
Taiba Khan is a Muslim born in India and has lived most of her life here.
It's a little uneasy feeling, but it makes you wonder, you know, who is secretly must be hating you.
She's not surprised that Utah would vote Republican, but she doesn't know what motivated those votes.
I mean, we personally even know Muslims have voted for Trump, and it was just because they want whatever establishment gone and, you know, things needed to change. So you don't know the reasons that that really happened. I mean, you're hopeful it's not just hate.
Another Muslim here, Sarah Chowdhury, was born and raised in Utah. She says Trump's election revealed divisions she didn't know were there.
It's just like, we thought that maybe you understood our point of view. So we thought we were okay in that sense.
Chowdhury felt hurt in a personal way.
I actually have a really good friend of mine. She voted for Trump. Her vote was abortion. But underlying factor is that you were okay with that then.
A 7-year-old girl pulls on my sleeve and suggests that I interview her mother.
I'm Allison Schlichter. My youngest daughter is black.
That's Amina, the one who touched my arm.
She's an immigrant, and she has a Muslim name. And I have another daughter who is gay. And people that voted for Trump, I feel, are a danger to my family.
Schlichter, who grew up in New York, is a member of the LDS Church, but doesn't consider herself religious. She's pretty angry at fellow Mormons who voted for Trump.
I feel quite betrayed by them insisting on their religious freedom and then electing Trump.
Her daughter, Amina, says that since the election, she's been afraid she will be sent back to Ethiopia. But this event at the mosque has done something for her.
It makes me feel a lot better because I know that there is tons of people that know how I feel.
Her mother says it's been a lesson for everyone.
One of the speakers up here talked about improving your community by knowing individuals from other walks of life. And I think that's really key. It's a choice to open yourself up to exposing yourself to other people that aren't the same as you.
Most of the Muslims at the mosque had stories of non-Muslim friends, co-workers, neighbors, and even strangers reaching out to show their support. For some, the election was an unwelcome wake-up call, but also an opportunity to come together and talk. For The World, Andrea Smartin, Sandy, Utah.